Welcome to Shomar Shov on the Daf. We're holding in Chulin Daf Choftes. The Gemara in Udbeis brings the Machlokes if Yeshno L'Shchito Mitchila V'Hatzoif, meaning is Shchito the entire process from the beginning of the cutting until the end is all Shchito, or Eino L'Shchito El B'Soif, Shchito is only the end of the process. And the Gemara brings Daf Kaminis regarding that. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a Tshuva Sefer called Ben Poiras. And there, in Simen Dalet, he brings the following chakiro. What is shchito? How do you define shchito? Does shchito mean that the shchita kills the animal? That's what shchita is all about? That it takes away the life of the animal? Or shchita is exerts a cost, so you have to do a certain peula, regardless if the animal dies from that or not. He says, one raya to say that it's not to take out the life, is by the veshet, we know that even a small punctuation makes the animal trefa. I mean, she's dead because of the fact that she has a hole in the veshet. But shchita is only when you do roiv, only if you cut the majority of the veshet. What's the point to cut more if anyway the animal will die from a small hole? Mashmah over here, that shchita is not to take out the life. She's exactly the way shchita needs to be done. So says of Yosef Engel, this is exactly the machlokes if yesh lo shchita mitchila v'hatzoif or ein lo shchita ela b'soif. Why? Because of this reason. The mandamah the holds yesh lo shchita mitchila v'hatzoif holds that already you make a hole in the veshet in the beginning. So the animal is already nevela. So if so, what's the point of continuing? The answer is it's one long process of shchita. Part of it makes the animal trefa by making a hole in the veshet, but the continuation is one long process. The other man that holds ain't a shchita ela basoif. He holds the beginning. I don't care the fact that the animal is already trefa, but shchita doesn't start until the end. What's the point to do shchita once the animal is already trefa? Because that's how the Torah says exerts a kosher. That's how the shchita needs to be. Kedushas of Yosef Engel says a gavaltik cheshbon. It says, in the previous daf, we had a discussion, if mechza al mechza is keroiv or lekeroiv. So the Gemara brought a question. The Gemara said, we find by treifa that you need to have a roif. So says Rava, what's the problem? Treifa is different. Because treifa, you have to have roif and nir leinaim. To make an animal treifa, so you have to have roif and nir leinaim. It has to be a very clear roif. But it could be that for shchita, mechza is enough. So says Abayi to Rava, how can you say such a thing? If the guy be treifa, you need to have roiv nir leinaim. So koshka and shchita, you have to have roiv nir leinaim. Says of Yosef Engel, what's the machlekes Abayi and Rava? It's this machlekes. Abayi learns that shchita means to take away the life. So if the guy be treifa, which means when the animal becomes treifa and loses its life, only when you get to roiv, the life is taken out. So shchita, which is even more requirement to take out the life. So of course you need to have revenue or leinaim. But whoever learns, no, it's two different things. Treifa is mitzias, what takes out the life of the animal. Shchita is not because it's taking out the life. Shchita is exerts the cause, so that's what's supposed to be. So that's why, like I'll be treifa, you may need to have revenue or leinaim to take out the life. But like I'll be shchita is exerts the cause to do a certain peula, it could be that you don't need that roif. Says a very safe angle, it's very meduyak. Because Abaye and Rava argue in Meseches Zvochim Daf Lamet regarding the sugya of lachzois. So Rava there asked Abaye that when a person finishes shchito, he's considered to be that he has a few machshavas going on. So told him Abaye, Abaye tells Rava, do you hold that einu l'shchita ela b'soif? No, yeshu l'shchita mitchila v'atzoif. Meaning you hold it's one dibur, it's not one dibur, it's two diburim because you have a long shchito. So comes out over there, the Rava holds another shchita ela b'soif. And Abaye comes to argue, it says, no, yesh lo shchita mitchila v'atzoif. Says a very safe angle, gevaldig me'oid l'shitosa, they go very well. Abaye is the one who says, the yesh lo shchita mitchila v'atzoif, because he holds that shchita is what takes away the life of the animal. And he's the one who said in the last daf, that if by treifa you need to have roiv, kol shekhen mashchito, because shchito is really another way, another function to take out the life of the animal. But Rava l'shitosa holds that shchito is just that's the cause you're supposed to do something. And the fact that treifa you need roiv doesn't mean that shchito you need roiv. So he's the one who says that ain't no shchito el basoif. According to the cheshbon of Yosef Engel, pshat is even though you already took away, you made the animal already treifa, but shchito is not taking away the life of the animal. So this is a gewaltige cheshbon. Yosef Engel is teaching here a yesoid that after that, according to Rava, The idea of shechita is not to remove the life of the animal. The idea of shechita is there's a custom that there's a pe'ula that that's what you're supposed to do. And connect what we learned le'el, we brought the Divrei Teres Chaim that says the whole idea of shechita was to take the animal from the power, from the shlita of Malachim Ofis. So you can understand this chikir even more. How do we take away it under the Malachim Ofis? Is by causing a death in a different way? Or the Pshat is, no, the death, I don't care about the death. There is exeris a cost of over here, that if you're doing a certain mitzvah that elevates the animal, takes it out of the status of nevelo to a status which is shchuto. V'yesh oid le'ayim edover zeh. Anyone who wants to join, respond to the Shomach Shavah Shehurim, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.